All right, let me bid you welcome again. Appreciate and say I appreciate your attendance very, very much. And we say it every time, but again, I say it sincerely. It's good to get together, but especially appreciate your desire to be with us as a congregation to give our worship to God as a congregation. There is an outline in the bulletin this morning if you'd like to follow along. I gave it two titles in your notes. One is just the seven I Ams in the Gospel of John. That's just information. That's just knowledge. Oh, I know. Seven I Ams. Jesus said it seven times in the Gospel of John. That's nice to know. But we want to make the application. In each of these illustrations, or these figures that Jesus uses, he points out the necessities, or he sees himself as a necessity for spiritual life. In other words, he says, I want you to take this to heart. Don't just recite that there's seven I Ams. Now, what does that mean to me? How do I make that application in my life? Do we know necessities of physical life? We sometimes boil them down to three situations or three illustrations, food, clothing, and shelter. You can add to that list. But we think about those are necessities. I need food, I need clothing, and I need shelter. When we think about a necessity, I put the definition in your notes, it means something essential or required. Remember, I want you to look at the spiritual side of this. If something is a necessity, it's important. Almost mandatory. It's imperative. If it's a necessity, it's a need. In other words, I can't survive without it. It's indispensable. So when you look at each of these I Ams of Jesus, I want you to see it in the terms of he's a necessity in my life in all of these areas. He presents himself as a necessity for spiritual life in each of these phrases. Number one, John 6, verse 48, I'm the bread of life. You know, physically, throughout history, bread has been a staple in physical life. Bread. I think it's present in all the cultures of society. Even in Jesus' instructional prayer, when the disciples asked him to teach him to pray, he included the phrase, give us this day our daily bread. In other words, our daily needs. Father God, help us to, you know, would you help me supply that which I need today? Daily bread. In our text of John 6, verse 48, you know, Jesus references an Old Testament story showing that physical bread sustains us for this life only. It was when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness and God provided bread for them called manna. In John 6, verse 49, he says, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. They're dead. So Jesus makes a spiritual lesson. He says, spiritual life requires living bread, not dead bread. Jesus said in verse 51, this is the bread which comes down from heaven, just as the manna did, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Ah, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Ah. I just put in your notes, you eat all the oral wheat you want. That's good for physical life. But you still die. On the spiritual side, Jesus is essential for spiritual life. so that we will not experience spiritual death. That's his application. In verse 58 of the same text, John chapter 6, he that eats of this bread shall live forever. So you see, when Jesus says, I am that bread of life, right? A life that sustains us. I want to be sure that I partake in the life of Christ. Number two, in John 8, verse 12, so then Jesus spake again unto them, because I'm the light of the world. Another illustration. Teaches a lesson. Then he even says it himself. This is what that means. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Oh, I want life. I want life. Bread of life. Light of life. And now he says, I'm the light of the world. Think back, even when the Bible begins. In Genesis 1 verse 3, God says, let there be light. One of the first acts of God was to initiate life in the cycle of creation. Light was needed to sustain physical life. Same thing in spiritual life. In the physical world, no light, no life. If you don't have light, you can't see where you're going. Just ask Jim Hudson here if he can walk through an auditorium with no lights on at night. He stubs his toe on a pew. So spiritually, Jesus now says, I'm a necessity for you to walk safely. I'm a necessity for you to live spiritual life. In John 1 verse 4, the reading that was given this morning, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's right. Jesus is essential. All those definitions of that word necessity. In John 12 verse 46, he says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. Don't walk in darkness. Don't abide in darkness is his lesson. And how do we do that? He's in the text. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. He's the light of life. I need that. Bread of life, light of the world. Number three, John 10 verse 7. Then Jesus said to them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I'm the door of the sheep. Now, a third figure or symbol that Jesus uses. In verse 9 of the same chapter, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Well, I want salvation. I need necessity. I need salvation. So where is that place? How do I receive that? Oh, I'm the door if any man enter in. Just think physically, I need a door to get me from one room to another. I can't walk through walls. I need a door. Spiritually, Jesus is the door that I go through for salvation. No one else who has ever lived can provide what Jesus offers. Salvation. Nobody else. In Acts 4, verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other. Nobody else. When he says that excludes everybody else who has ever lived, who is living, and whoever will live. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So Jesus says again in John 10, verse 9, I'm the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved. I can't go to anybody else for salvation. Nobody else. Number four, in John 10, verse 11, Jesus uses another illustration or figure. simple. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the good of the sheep. If we're the sheep, I want something good. Physically, sheep need a shepherd for their direction and their safety. Sheep are defenseless. Eastern shepherd many times would give up his life for the sake of the flock. Keep the wolves away. Shepherd does that. And so now spiritually, Jesus says, you know what, I'm the good shepherd. And I'll give my life for you. Oh, I need that. We're described in Isaiah 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way. We need a shepherd. We need someone to guide us. In Jeremiah 10, verse 23, he says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, is not in man that walks to direct his own steps. If each of us were required to direct our own steps, I would go through the audience and I would say, all right, how do you want to direct your steps? Okay. And go to the next one and say, no, I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it this way. And as many people that are in here, in this auditorium, there would be that many different ideas on how our steps should be directed. Well, I don't like the direction they're going. I'm going to go this way. Well, I don't like the direction they're going either, or this one or that one. It's not in man to direct his own steps. We need a shepherd. We need guidance. So even the psalmist said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Interesting phrase comes next. I shall not want. Oh, I need a shepherd. That's the application. I need a shepherd. Number 5, John 11, verse 26. 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, me, Martha, I'm the resurrection and the life. Well, there's that word life again. Look how many times that word is used in all of these illustrations. Life. The light gives life. The bread gives life. Life. I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Yes, Martha, you believe that? And we know we're going to die once. Hebrews 9, verse 27, it's appointed to man once to die. Physical death. Remember, you eat that oral wheat, you still die. But I want the bread and the resurrection, and I want the life that provides me salvation from second death. If you've been resurrected with Jesus in baptism, you live faithfully. You don't die a spiritual or second death. That word second death, I didn't put that in your notes. It's in Revelation 20, verse 14. It has reference to eternal life. Second death is cast into the lake of fire. Described as second death. Oh yeah, that's eternal separation from God. I don't want that. I want the resurrection and the life. Sure do. Saw a bumper sticker one time back of the car. It said, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I thought about that for a long time. I thought, yeah, that sounds pretty good. But that's wrong. God said it, but then now that settles it. Number 3, whether you believe it or not. See? Instead of saying, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. No, no, no. God said it, that settles it. Whether you believe it or not. Yeah. Number 6, Jesus said, I am the, in John 14, verse 6, I am the way. Another figure, symbolism, illustration. I'm the way, truth, the life. And then he explains that. No man, nobody, no one comes to me or unto the Father but by me. Wow. You know, real life and living is not in the world's pleasures. It's not having the most toys. It's not having no restraints. Or just the attitude of, oh, if it feels good, it's okay. People may tell us to get a life, meaning you need to do it the world's way. I don't know. They're thinking by the world's standards. Oh, this is really living. Jesus says, no, I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I'm the life. Nobody comes to the Father. I want to come to the Father. When he says he's the way, just as you use your GPS or you get out the Rand McNally map. Gee, we want to find our way. Jesus said, I'm the way. In Luke 6, verse 46, why do you call me Lord and do not the things I say? He's the way. You don't get your map out and say, oh, this looks like the right way, but I think I'm going to go the other way. No. He's the way. The truth. John 8, verse 31, Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ah, he's the truth. He's the life. In 1 John 5, verse 11, this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. So make the application. Oh, it's nice. No, I know the answer to the question. Who is the way, the truth, and the life? Oh, that's Jesus. Yeah, but what does that mean? It means he's the way. Not a way among many. He's the way, the right way, the truth, the life. The last one I have, number 7, is chapter 15, verse 1. I'm the true vine. Explains it in verse 4, that illustration. It's not just giving us a lesson on gardening. He said, abide in me, and I in you. Here's the illustration. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. You understand that principle. Branches don't survive when they're separated from the tree. When you cut that branch off and lay it aside, it withers and dies. And now Jesus gives the illustration. I'm the true vine. Our life is sustained when we remain and maintain a Christian life. And we live it according to what Jesus says. I'm not left to be on my own. I can't determine my own way. Failing to abide, I'm going to wither. If I fail to abide, I'm going to be gathered up, cast into a fire, and burned. That's his illustration in the text. I don't want that. So you think of these things, the description shows Jesus as a necessary ingredient for spiritual life. I'm the bread of life, light. I'm the light of the world, and you'll have the light of life, life again. I'm the door of the sheep. I'm the good shepherd. The shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I'm the resurrection and the life. Life again. I'm the way, the truth, the life. Life. I'm the true vine. Without him, we don't have life. So that's the lesson. That's the application. Oh, I know those 7 I am's. That's nice knowledge, information. But now take it to heart. Take it to heart. Jesus is a necessity. I need him and you need him. So that's why at the close of a lesson,
Nobody, let's stand together and sing a song of invitation, a song of exhortation. We're pleading and praying. Once you've heard that good news gospel message and you believe it, you're willing to turn your life around God's side. You're willing to confess your faith before witnesses that are gathered here. You can be baptized. Then rise to walk in newness of life. Now you're in the family of God. Forgiven of sins. Hope you have the hope of heaven within. Other blessings from that one action. And then we grow. So that's the invitation. If you're subject to it, if you haven't accomplished that, you want to ask brethren for strength or encouragement, just have a seat beside me, and at the end of the song, I'll just ask you.